Perfectionism, a strength, not a flaw. When people think of a perfectionist, they often picture someone who insists on everything being perfect and gets upset when it's not. Many view perfectionism as a problem. But this view is too narrow and incorrect. Perfectionism comes in many forms, and none of them is a problem to fix. They are all gifts. Society has often seen perfectionism as a negative trait, especially in women. It's considered something to be fixed or eliminated. When viewed this way or ignored, perfectionism can lead to problems like obsessive worry, indecision, anger, and lack of commitment. However, if you can direct your perfectionism effectively, it can shift from being a harmful force to a powerful tool. Mental health professionals lack a clear definition of perfectionism. Still, it's generally accepted that perfectionists often see a gap between reality and their ideals and feel driven to close that gap. Many, but not all, experts divide perfectionism into two types, adaptive and maladaptive. Understand perfectionism. Adaptives use their perfectionism to their advantage. They see ideal visions as inspiration, not as goals that need to be perfect down to the last detail. They focus on enjoying the process rather than obsessing over the result. They handle failure well by learning from their mistakes. They usually have high self-esteem, strong relationships, and a general sense of fulfillment. Maladaptives suffer from their perfectionism. They fear failure and are driven to avoid shame, leaving them feeling stuck. When they achieve a goal, it often feels disappointing because they didn't enjoy the process. They may experience anxiety, depression, and withdrawal, and often struggle in personal relationships. They are usually working to overcome their perfectionism. 5 types. Abigail, never Abby, arrives promptly for her Tuesday appointment, as usual. She sits on the left corner of the couch, her usual spot. When the office door opens, she carefully places her phone in the designated phone pocket inside her bag. She smooths her perfectly ironed pants, stands up, smiles, and walks into the office. While Abigail looks polished in every way, her personal life is chaotic because she hasn't managed her perfectionism. That's what she works on during her Tuesday therapy sessions. Abigail is a classic example of a perfectionist. She's organized, reliable, and efficient. The adaptive classic can handle huge projects and organize them easily. Their cars and homes are always spotless and running smoothly. However, maladaptive classics don't allow for creativity or play, even where it's needed, like in personal relationships. They might feel misunderstood and end up with only shallow connections to others. The Parisian perfectionist differs from the classic in that they don't focus on structure and order. Instead, they seek ideal relationships with those around them. Unlike classics who show their perfectionism, Parisians keep theirs hidden. They put in effort to build connections but want it to seem effortless, similar to how French women seem naturally beautiful but put effort into their appearance when alone. Adaptive Parisians concentrate on mutual relationships and build strong networks of friends and support. In contrast, maladaptive Parisians constantly feel the need to win others' approval, often neglecting their own needs in the process. The procrastinator perfectionist has countless plans but can't start any of them. They fear that beginning a project will make it less perfect than it seemed in their mind, so they avoid starting anything. The adaptive procrastinator understands that change is a part of reality, including changes to their ideal vision. They are flexible, see various options in each situation, and are great at planning. The maladaptive procrastinator is trapped in indecision and self-hate. The messy perfectionist enjoys the excitement of starting new projects but quickly loses interest in the effort needed to complete them, often ending up with piles of unfinished work, careers, and relationships. The adaptive mess is great at brainstorming and turning ideas into reality with energy and optimism. In contrast, the maladaptive messy is disorganized and fails to follow through on tasks or promises. Intense perfectionists aim for the perfect result. They focus on the end goal rather than the process. Adaptive intense perfectionists are inspiring leaders with a strong drive to succeed but also value the journey and accept that mistakes occur. On the other hand, maladaptive intense perfectionists set unrealistic standards and push people away with their demands and criticisms. From self-punishment to compassion. The 5 types are just archetypes. You might connect with one or more of them, or be different types in different settings, like at work and home. These labels and definitions are flexible. The main thing is to use your perfectionism's strengths, not its weaknesses. So, How do you adapt to perfectionism? Start by replacing self-punishment with self-compassion. The mental health field might not fully address perfectionism, but experts agree that perfectionists excel at self-punishment. This self-punishment is the real danger of perfectionism, not just the constant striving. Some perfectionists confuse self-punishment with personal accountability. The key difference is that punishment focuses on blame, while personal accountability shifts the focus from blame to finding a solution. Self-punishment comes in many forms, such as denying yourself simple pleasures, sabotaging yourself, or dwelling on past problems. However, the most common form for perfectionists is negative self-talk, constantly criticizing yourself for every mistake, no matter how small or understandable. Negative self-talk makes you feel bad about yourself, leaving you without the energy to tackle your problems or improve your situation. Instead, you might avoid the pain by numbing yourself with drinking, drugs, overeating, or too much TV, or by blaming others. Overcome perfectionism with self-compassion. To break free from this negative mindset, perfectionists need to practice self-compassion. They should remember that everyone makes mistakes and nothing is perfect. Shift focus from what's wrong to what's right, and consider the future possibilities that can make things even better. Self-compassion is tough for perfectionists because they have little tolerance for anything they see as a mistake or less than perfect. It's also challenging because self-compassion is a slow and uneven process, whereas perfectionists prefer fast and straightforward results. However, there are guidelines to help perfectionists learn to be kind to themselves. Focus on the process, not the goal. Instead of thinking, "I'll be happy when I finally get this," try focusing on each step along the way. This approach helps you celebrate small victories and build positivity, energy, and confidence. It also makes it easier to face your problems honestly and tackle them. Learn from your failures rather than criticizing yourself. Adaptive perfectionists fail forward by finding lessons in their mistakes and growing from them. This growth helps them achieve their perfectionist goals over time. Knowing that everyone experiences pain can help perfectionists be kinder to themselves. Recognizing that our feelings, no matter how intense, are not facts can also help perfectionists replace self-punishment with self-compassion. Reconnection and repair. There may be days when you can't practice self-compassion. That's okay. On those days, connecting with others can help. Connecting with people doesn't always immediately ease anxiety, depression, or shame. The relief might come later, but it will come. Connecting isn't just about talking and sharing your feelings. Support can come in many different forms. When someone needs essentials like housing, food, or sleep, tangible support should be the top priority. This kind of practical help is also useful even when there's no crisis. If someone asks, "What can I do for you?" give them a task, even if it's hard for you to ask for help. They could bring dinner, babysit, or walk the dog. Paying for practical help, like hiring a plumber for a leaky sink or paying kids to rake leaves, is also a good way to connect. You can find physical support by moving and exercising. Activities like biking, tai chi, walking with friends, or joining a sports league are all excellent choices. Attending a regular yoga class offers two key benefits: physical and community support. Exercise and stretching improve your physical health and boost your mood. Being part of a group also creates a sense of belonging, which is important for mental well-being. Traditional communities, like a church or support group, provide this sense of belonging. But even a group chat, newsletter, or active Facebook page can offer community support. Manage perfectionism. To manage perfectionism, try using the term different instead of better or worse. Rather than comparing yourself and your achievements to others, remember that everyone's journey is unique. You'll never replicate someone else's perfect life or career. Even small doses of self-compassion and subtle changes in your mindset can have a huge impact. Sometimes, all it takes is pausing your self-criticism and giving yourself a few minutes of forgiveness to clear away doubt and sadness. It's like turning on a small light in a dark room. Perfectionists, like everyone else, need relaxation and restoration to maintain their energy and manage their perfectionism. However, relaxation can feel uncomfortable for perfectionists because it might seem like doing nothing. To address this, try engaging in active relaxation activities such as cooking, writing, dancing, or focusing on your favorite aspects of work. For complete restoration, you'll also need some passive relaxation. This doesn't have to involve sunbathing or napping. Simple activities like reading, watching light movies, or enjoying a meal can be effective forms of passive relaxation for perfectionists. Key points. 1. Perfectionism isn't a problem but a gift, with both positive and negative forms. 2. Adaptive perfectionists use their ideals as inspiration and handle failure constructively. 3. Maladaptive perfectionists fear failure and struggle with anxiety, depression, and relationships. 4. Self-compassion helps overcome the negative effects of perfectionism better than self-punishment. 5. Focus on process and learn from failures rather than seeking immediate perfection. 6. Connecting with others and finding support can aid in managing and easing perfectionism.